Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Sports Radio 92.9 Game. It is Sam and Greg with Jason Longshore in for Mr. Crenshaw on this morning. You know what happened? 9 o'clock, I forgot to do something. Forgot the good morning. Y'all let me go 24 minutes here and I didn't do my good morning. We were so ready to talk to Sam down there in Macon. Forgot to do it. I'm going to blame it on Sam. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning.
And a good morning to everybody out in Villarica. Okay, now I feel better.
I like Villarica.
You do like Villarica?
I like Villarica.
All right. And I got a thumbs up from Noelle, which means she likes Villarica too. And I would imagine our guest, I don't know if Bo has been out there, but he probably says yes on Villarica too. Bo Johnson, producer of Andy and Randy, the number one show in the world. That's all I'm going to say right now. That is the number one show in the world.
Look at the numbers.
That's right.
Look at the numbers.
They are number
like
one.
Bo would say.
And it's all about you. Bo, of course, listen, I don't know when the next fantasy show you are going to do, whether it's baseball or football. You've done a few, though, here. So I know that you don't get a chance to spread your wings as much as you'd like to. So last week we had John talking about the Braves getting a set for the All-Star Game weekend here.
Yep.
And now that it is behind us, you were there. One of the things that Jason, I, and Noel, and Sam have talked about was how this city looked to the world, if you will, this last week or so. But what was it like for you going down there and experiencing that?
So,
this season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Well, it was such a great event that that Cobb County, the Braves, the Battery, Truist Park pulled off in this last week. Everything looked great. All-Star Village was tons of fun. You're talking about thousands of people there every day. Took over the entire Cobb Galleria, multi-level event space there with several cool exhibits. There were superstars and Braves players everywhere. You did not have to look far to find an autograph session or an opportunity for a pick with the kids. Lots of fun. Then you roll into the Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game. You know, just superstars everywhere. I go out into the tunnel outside of where I work, and there's just guys walking up and down the hallway. I ran into Aaron Judge, massive human being on Monday. Yeah, he's every bit of a massive human being in person as he is on TV. And
Bo, I got to stop you real quick.
Go ahead.
What's his name? The Big Dumper in Seattle? The Big
Dumper?
Or,
yeah, man.
You got him or Aaron Judge? Who's getting your MVP vote right now at the halfway point?
I got to go Judge, right? I mean, Judge is leading the world in batting average. Plus, he has all the home runs. I don't know if Cal Raleigh can – if Cal Raleigh keeps up what he's doing, you know, he may hit 60. But I just don't – I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't want to put doubt on the man. But yeah, I think it's got to be Judge, right?
Okay, just curious. All right, go ahead. What you're saying, you're down there. I wonder who you were pouring a drink for and looked up and saw, I can't believe I'm pouring a drink for this guy or woman.
Well, all the regulars are down there. See, the thing about where I work for these big events is that tickets are very, very hard to come by because they're all owned by, you know, corporations in town and whatnot. And most everybody wants to keep their tickets. Mm. So I had the regulars were down there all week, Andrew, Chipper. You know, Drake Ballin made an appearance down there at one point. Not a whole lot of celebrity made its way down to the Truist Club because most of our seat owners keep their tickets. They want to come see the spectacle that was the Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game.
Okay.
First off, Bo, I got to thank you for extending your show last Sunday when we had a little bit of a weather delay up for Atlanta United, too. Thank you for doing that last minute.
Hey, anytime, brother. That was no problem whatsoever. I still had stuff I was wanting to yammer about even after I had to get off the air for y'all. So I don't mind talking more. It's all good, brother.
I figured you'd be okay with that. out of everything that you got to see, whether it's the, you know, like around the game, whether it was the events outside of it, what do you want to see Major League Baseball do that maybe wasn't part of this year's All-Star Game that you'd like to see them add?
So I don't know that there's anything they could add. So the Home Run Derby to me felt a little bit long. Mm-hmm. It's hard to keep people in their seats with a 3-hour long derby.
Yeah.
All the breaks and the long times, the 3 minutes in the first round to hit home runs and the breaks on top of that. I think that if you condense the Home Run Derby down to about 2 hours, 2.5 hours, it'd be a lot more fun of an event to witness there. I'm not sure how much more you can add though. Around the event, it was a whole lot of fun. I thought they pulled the All-Star Game off. You know, people were upset that when you got down to the swing off at the end, that why weren't the superstars there? Well, because they weren't in town anymore, and that's the thing,
right?
About having a game on the game on the West Coast or the East Coast. You know, it gets late on these guys. But after Ohtani came out of the game, after Freddie came out of the game, they all bounced. And I can't say that I blame him. Freddie was headed back to the West Coast. He was at the ESPYs the next day, so you know he had to go catch that plane. So. But again, that's the 8 o'clock start time. That's being on the East Coast. These guys had to get out of town. Can't say that I blame them, but Kyle Schwarber did not disappoint.
And
final little swing off.
He had a great handoff, much like the Olympics. I was telling Jason about this.
Yeah.
It's sort of like a nice handoff to next year because the All-Star Game is going to be in Philly.
It is in Philly. You're right.
And
that's
he ended this one. Bo Johnson joining Sam and Greg. Jason Longshore, I should say, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I've been looking forward to asking you this question. And Jason, I would like your opinion on this too. Today is the day that a guy who's got a trophy named after him got his 500th win. And I'm talking about Cy Young. My one unbreakable record in sports is that one. He may have had 11 more wins, but Cy Young has 511 wins. Forget about 500 or 400, and for that matter, 300 ever getting reached again. But my question to you two is that the unbreakable record as far as the four major sports, or if you want to throw soccer in there too, since I'm talking to Jason, that's mine. I don't know how you guys feel. I'm curious, what's your unbreakable record in sports?
My unbreakable record is not the 500, it's 1,406. And that's Ricky Henderson's stolen base career record in MLB. I think that if you add up all the stolen bases that Ricky had, or for somebody like Ronald Acuna would have to get like 50 stolen bases for the next 25 years to even come close. It's something absurd.
Mm-hmm.
But you just don't see guys stealing triple-digit stolen bases ever again. I don't think we ever will. And that's what Ricky Henderson was up to in his career. So to me, and I was a big Ricky fan growing up, so maybe I'm a little bit biased to that record, but that's another record that just will not be touched in my eyes.
Yeah. And I can see that too. And Ricky, greatest leadoff hitter of all time. We can all agree on that.
That's an interesting one because, I mean, the way the game's played now, the wins are going to be different. Stolen bases are going to be different.
Yep. Right.
I'll ask both of you guys this. You know, the all-time hits record. Is that reachable?
I think that's more possible than the others.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But is it reachable? What do you think, Bo?
Reachable, I mean, I guess it kind of has to reach. Well, I just don't know if it'll ever be reached. You know, the game's played differently these days. Yeah. Guys don't go up for batting average anymore. They, you know, it's more about the home run. So you don't see a whole lot of guys. If Ichiro had played his entire career in Major League Baseball, he could have been the guy that would have probably done it.
Yeah.
But you don't see guys going up trying to slap the ball the other way or trying to get on base. You don't see as many bunting for base hits. And it's kind of sad to me because that's a huge part of the game. So that because of analytics and the way that we look at the game these days, I think that's the reason why that record's probably going to be safe for a very long time.
And he brings that up on the day. This is the actual day, July 19th. 90. Pete Rose was sentenced to 5 months for tax evasion. This was the day that happened. Anyway, Bo, listen, thoughts on this second half for this Braves team. How many of the guys that are on this team right now do you think will be there the last game of the season as far as the regular everyday players?
This is such a tricky situation that we're dealing with right here, gentlemen. So Braves are 9.5 games out of the wild card. I'm forever the Braves optimist. So for them to be plus 10 in the second half, they would have to go 38-28. But the rest of the field would also have to play 500 baseball, and there's like 8 teams in front of them. So just to get to the number one team in the wild card standings, they would have to go 38-28 with them playing, you know, 500 baseball. So I don't know if that's reachable, but it could be, and that's the Brewers they would be trying to catch. So what do you do? I think if the Braves want to try to make a run, which, look, you're looking at like an impossible run with who we've got in our rotation right now, which we only got 3 guys, and we're looking at bullpen games for everything else. It's a long shot. I don't think Marcell Ozuna's on the team. I think that's your biggest trade piece if you're looking to add pitching to try to make a run, or if you're looking towards the future. Marcell's on an expiring contract. I find it very interesting that he was not in the game yesterday. He was not in the game in the last game that they played. So the last game that Marcell Ozuna, minus the pinch hit that I think he had on Sunday, the last game Marcell Ozuna played in, he hit a home run. That's exactly what you want to tell other teams when you're trying to raise a human, you know, his value. So you put him in a game last night versus the Yankees. What if he goes 0-4? That doesn't look good for you. So I think Marcell Ozuna's probably gone. I think Iglesias is probably gone. Probably Pierce Johnson. Those are your most valuable pieces there that they can get rid of.
How long do you have to start making those decisions with the trade deadline?
July 31st, brother, and it's creeping up on us. So what is today? The 19th. So we've got, a week and a half. So it's not going to surprise me one bit. I thought something was going to happen when everybody was in town for the All-Star game. Does not look like they got anything done outside of acquiring Dane Dunning from the Rangers, who you may see start next week. You got a week and a half, so you can look for something to be happening. I know the Giants are going to be in town. They're a team that's competing. You could see movement there. But we're running out of time. I think something's going to happen soon.
Quickly.
Especially with Ozuna not being in the last 2 games.
Yeah, that jumps out to you.
Quickly, before we let you go, how's Juice's season so far?
So we've had 2 middle school practices. We will start our middle school games on August 7th, if I'm not mistaken, the week they go back to school, where we will be hosted by several high schools in the area. So I'll let y'all know, and I would love for people to come out and check us out because we're going to be playing on big stages now, man. It's going to be fun.
That's for those who don't know, that's his daughter, Olivia Johnson, OJ, known as Juice, and her team. And so we've had her on the show many, many times. Anyway, Bo, hey, listen, man, thanks as always. Have a great rest of your weekend, and look forward to talking to you soon, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me, fellas. Y'all have a nice weekend, and I'll see you soon. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bo.
That is Bo Johnson. Up next, we are going into Noel's World. Plus, I have an important message having to do with the backpack drive going on out at Atlanta Station with the Falcons. All that information coming up next. Sam and Greg, Jason Longshore is in for them. Sports Radio 92.9 again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.